Thank you, Jesus. This is June the 24th, 2018, and this is the Prophet's Corner Uncut. And this morning, you know, all week I wait on the Lord and He gives me plenty to speak on Sunday, but this morning He started giving me something else and I didn't really have time to go study it out, but just bear with me as I begin to just kind of impart to you what the Lord spoke to me. He began to speak to me about His promotion and self-promotion, self-promoting. You can always tell a self-promoter because they're all about them and their talents, their abilities, what they can do, what they've done, where they've been, all their accomplishments. That's pretty well what dominates them. And when you get in a conversation around somebody like that, they dominate the conversation. You don't get a word in edgewise because they are a self-promoter. Now, this world system is meant to be self-promoting. Satan is selfish. He's all about himself. I mean, we can just look at the government today and the elites and what they've done to this nation over the last 150, 200 years and begin to see, really longer than that, that it's all about them, all about their riches, their money, their provision, their everything. They don't care about you. They just want to kill you off. And just the few that are left are to be sex slaves or house servants to them. That's self-promotion. That's building their own empire. It's all about them. But God's kingdom is just the opposite. Jesus said, "He that would be greatest in the kingdom would be the servant." I've sat in many churches over the years and knew I had giftings of God. I've known it since I was probably 12 years old. But it just seemed like they didn't see what I saw. And I had a lot of disappointment in my life because I didn't realize, Lord, why? I don't understand. Because God's way is like, well, take Moses, for instance. Moses was very misunderstood in his generation. He was raised up in greatness. He was going to be he was probably sitting on the throne of Pharaoh. You know, in the movie Cecil B. DeMille, Bithia said, well, wouldn't it serve God better for you to inherit the throne? And couldn't you do more better works for your God by sitting on the throne? But see, that's not God's way. God is a promoter. He can't help self-promoters. There's people that work their whole life to build up a reputation for themselves and to build up for themselves. But in essence, they end up retiring and doing nothing. And all their accomplishments or whatever, it goes out the window, and then they die, and who knows, who cares? But you know, promotion from God is eternal. It'll be written in the annals of the halls of heaven. I believe that. The Faith Hall of Fame is a continuous book. I believe we'll be in there, what we've done for God. See, God wants to promote. God is the promoter. Any other promoter, like Satan, I will ascend. I will sit in the sides of the north. I will be above the Most High. This was his agenda. And see, we get in the world, all the children, when they're in junior high, I guess, they start hitting them up about where you want to go to college so you can get all these initials after your name and be something in the world. It's a promotion of yourself. Now, if God tells you to go to college, that's one thing. But the system is geared for children to think, you'll never be nothing if you don't. You'll never be worth a dime if you don't get some training, if you don't go get a degree. This is the very reason that David was not even acknowledged when it came to all of his seven brothers. They were in the army and they were doing things. They were, you know, here's David just out there worshiping the Lord, keeping his few sheep. Well, who got promoted? It wasn't all the ones that passed before Samuel. The Lord said, I don't want them. They're not worthy. If you notice in God's Word, all through Old and New Testament, the only ones God recognized were the ones that were willing to be humbled and submit to His discipline. I was thinking about Daniel and even Joseph. They were dreamers of dreams and they could interpret dreams, but they didn't say, well, I will give Pharaoh an answer, or I will give Nebuchadnezzar an answer. It was no, God will give you an answer. They didn't feel like they had to promote themselves to get ahead in life or to do anything. They recognized my power and my strength come from the Lord. And so God is the promoter, and we're going to look at a couple of scriptures. I did run in and reference, pick up these so that you know where I'm coming from. Does God love all of these self-promoters? Yeah, absolutely He does. But if He cannot get them into a way for Him to get that out of them and get work His work in them, they won't ever be able to be used. Does it mean they won't go to heaven? No. Just means it's going to be a real sad day when they get to heaven and see what God had for them and where they attained. A lot of them it's going to be. But Lord, didn't I prophesy in Your name? Didn't I do mighty works in Your name? He said, I don't even know You. Why? Because they didn't submit to His will. Okay, this is Psalm 75, verse 6. For not from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south come promotion and lifting up. God is the judge. He puts down one and He lifts up another. That's God's way. Danny had an experience this week with his boss in town of people talking about, you know, about Danny and what the Lord's done in his life. They didn't know that that's what they were talking about, but they were praising Him for what God's done in his life. See, it says when you go to a banquet, go sit at the lowest seat. So whenever the master of the feast comes in and says, no, come up higher. Instead of those, I remember going to a seminar one time and all these people were there and they had all the pastors had their name tags on. I'm a pastor, I'm a this, I'm a that. And they all run for the front row, you know. It's pretty common. It's common in the church too. In fact, most of the time when you're in a church, you're recognized and you can do things if you've come up through the ranks as they see fit. As they see fit. See, promotion comes from God. And it takes a person that's not a self-promoter to be able to promote others. So it also says in the Word, and I don't know where, that let others praise you. Don't praise yourself. Because we can't take credit for what God's done. Even though we submit to Him, we let Him work in us. It's the power of God unto salvation. This is what's at work in us. It's Christ in us, the hope of glory. If we'll just follow Him and we'll just say, He'll say, lay hands on that one, and we will. He will heal them. He will do it. And He will get all the glory. That's that. See, a self-promoter think, yes, I've got this great healing ministry. And I've raised 14 people from the dead. Who cares? God is to get the glory for it. To God be the glory, great things He has done. So loved He the world, He gave us His Son. That's what it's all about. All of it. And that's why I want you to be encouraged today. I know it's been hard on some of you this week because it's been hard on me this week. But we're not in this to have build a reputation. We're not in this except to do exactly what the Lord says to us to do. That's it. Well, we'll look at that one. I didn't have that down, but I'll look at it. Proverbs 27:2. I remember when our former pastors were here, they first started a church here. First Sunday we were there, little man came in. He had his little briefcase and all his music and his tambourine and all this stuff. He didn't get called on. He never came back. Self-promoter. They're a dime a dozen. You can see them everywhere you go. They walk in me first. Me first. They're always talking about their accomplishments and all that they've done. Oh, I speak several languages and I do all this fancy stuff. As far as God is concerned, who cares? That's the way he looks at it. Thinking, well, I'm sorry. I feel like Moses when it came time for him to go into Egypt. He said, Lord, I can't even talk right. He said, well, I'll give you your brother to be your spokesperson. He went from being mighty in himself to Porky Pig. God's not looking for men that are mighty in themselves. Okay. 27 what? 27:2. Let another man praise you, not your own mouth. A stranger, not your own lips. Okay, Proverbs 3:35 is another one. The wise shall inherit glory, but shame is the highest rank conferred on fools. Self-promoters. Now you can go read over there in Acts chapter 7. It talks about Moses. He didn't understand why the children of Israel didn't understand that he was sent there to deliver them. When he killed the Egyptian, they turned against him. Because he killed the Egyptian, he's run out of town on a rail. Ended up on the backside of the desert for 40 years. Joseph went and was imprisoned. You could see Joseph had a little pride in him. You know, the Lord's and the Pharaoh's entrusted to me, or the Potiphar's entrusted to me, the whole household. The only thing he's withheld from me is you. Is that a little bit prideful? God worked in him through those years of straitened circumstances and hard things. See, what is he doing? He's getting the self-promotion out of you. He who's humble will be exalted. He who humbles himself will be exalted. See, this is how you come up through the ranks in the kingdom of God. That's why there's not many in the Bible that stand out and stand alone. You can name them. I mean, you could just think about it. When you think about Noah and you think about Moses, think about Abraham, Joshua, Caleb, Joseph. There's not many. Out of all the multitudes, that's why only two out of however many ever got it. They knew God would deliver them. But the others were self-promoters. All you ever heard about was, we want water. It's your fault. We want meat to eat. We hate this detestable bread. That was the attitude. Sorry. Pathetic. Awful. Unusable. God can't use that. He can't use that. But they, in the last days, they'll know their God, it says, and they'll be strong and they'll do exploits. Why? Because they're so full of power? No, because God is so full of power. They're just a yielded vessel. Meat for the master's use. When you lay hands on the sick, it's not you doing it. It's him. He just uses us as vessels. We are just a vessel. One of the first things the Lord ever began to teach me prior to really going into ministry was that the greatest in the kingdom was the servant. And that attitude. The first shall be last and the last first. If you're the first one in line because you think, well, I'm really something, the Lord says you'll be last. Does it mean he doesn't want to help them? No, it doesn't mean that at all. He loves them as much as he loves you. But there's so few that he can find that will endure what they have to go through after being so conformed to the world, being transformed into his image. Let me read this scripture to you. It gets fiery sometimes, and you just sometimes just think, Lord, what in the world is going on? I quoted this scripture to Amber just a few days ago because I felt like somebody was asking Peter, what the heck? What the heck is going on here? This is 1 Peter 4:12. Beloved, do not be amazed and bewildered at the fiery ordeal which is taking place to test your quality, as though something strange, unusual, and alien to you and your position were befalling you. Insofar as you are sharing Christ's sufferings, Jesus learned obedience by the things he suffered. That's what he says. So we're partaking of his sufferings. Rejoice, so that when his glory, full of radiance and splendor, is revealed, you may also rejoice with triumph exultantly. Why? Because he's going to use you to show forth that glory. See, you're part of it. That's the way he wants to be. Okay. A lot of things to share today. I'm just trying to see what the Lord would have me go with. Okay. Okay, you can go ahead and cut that.